Let me tell you a secret. Life in the end will be measured by significance, not a golf score. Significance will be defined by your character, relationships, values, virtues, and faith, not by a golf score. This quote by Dr. David L. Cook, PhD in sports performance psychology, and later written a book called 7 Days in Utopia. It's an awesome book, but was later made into a movie starring Bobby Duvall. Hello, I'm Russ Madsen, and thank you for listening to From the Links at Green Hills Golf Course. We are producing this broadcast to keep our members and patrons apprised of the events that are coming up and have some fun while doing it.
That's a really, really nice quote, Russ. And by the way, I'm Patty Leatherman. I'm here with Russ today. What did this book and movie mean to you?
You know, it basically reflects the fact that life is like golf and golf is like life. But life is so much more significant. We see a lot of people out there on the course, you know, beating their brains in, thinking that it's the catch-all, end-all. And what Dr. Cook's trying to tell everybody is that you have to let it happen. You can't make it happen.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning a little bit. How did you get started in the game, and did you have somebody who inspired you?
Oh, absolutely. I got started about 10 or 11 years old, which is old by today's standards. My father took me out 1 year to caddy for him for that year. And that year, you know, I learned the etiquette of the course and the basics of skills and what to do and what not to do on the golf course. So that next summer, I was able to purchase a junior golf membership with lawn mowing money, and I got hooked. I made the high school team for 4 years, lettered each one, but just was an average player. However, I love the coach, I love the team aspect, I love the aspect of the game, and the players on our team.
So if there are young people in the community, like you said, 10 or 11, even younger, what kind of opportunities are there for junior golfers at Green Hills Golf Course?
Well, this year, Patty, we're going to have as many opportunities as I've ever had before on a golf course. So, for instance, we're going to be hosting a free series of clinics, which I do occasionally, and I work with juniors a lot, but not just free clinics. These clinics, I'm at a time in my life where we want to give more to the juniors and perpetuate my sport, our sport, and just for the love of the game. The clinics are going to be on Wednesdays, May 25th, June 1st, the 13th of July, and August 3rd. And once again, I want to stress, these are free. You just have to sign up.
And for the parents listening, when you say free, this will not charge, they will not be cost anything at all.
$0. Okay. What we need to do is understand that golf is a sport that we can play from 8 to 80, insane or crazy. So if we get a child started in this game early, let's say by 5, 6, 7, they're caught for life. And it's a lifetime sport.
And that's what I have always heard in my life, that it's a lifetime sport. Okay, about these clinics, what ages should the youth be, and can they play?
Well, we like to start at 8. I get a lot of calls for 5, 6, and 7, and I can kind of talk to the parent about that. But 8 to 18 years old, these clinics are designed to help all skill levels. And as far as playing, we have special days for the juniors this year.
That is awesome. What day? What day are those, and how would the juniors get signed up?
We want the juniors to understand that they can play most Sundays, and there's going to be an area between 11 and 1, but we ask them to get a tee time, and all this does is it requires them to take some responsibility and understand that there's a commitment involved.
Okay, very good. Is there a cost for the junior days?
You know, not for juniors 12 and under.
Okay.
If the parents can rent a cart, they can come out for $10 and drive their young ones around. And if the parents want to play, if they're not a member, we're only going to charge $20. So this is a very open program to try to influence the participation and commitment and understanding of this game.
Can I ask a question? Do you require that the parent be there? Can the junior come by themselves? How does this work?
When we say parents, it's awesome because it's not always the parents. I mean, we see the grandparents, we see the aunts, the uncles.
Sure.
You know, the great cousin, you know, the fun-loving big brother that'll come out. But basically what we want them to understand is that this is an opportunity for them to come out. And another opportunity is those 12 and under, we're offering a student membership. And that student membership is $60. It's a three-month requirement. And it's just an amazing deal and a great opportunity for our youth.
That is sounds like a huge program this year for the juniors and their parents.
It is. It is. And you're correct. You know, we're lucky to have people that support junior golf in our community. One person that I want the community and people to know, some probably know already, but not everyone knows this man. And his name is Hop Stuver. Hop Stuver has provided clubs, equipment, the opportunity for people that can't afford it for many, many, many years. And I want him to be known and recognized. And this year, we're going to have three junior events in his honor. We're going to call it the Hop Stuver Junior Series. And these dates are June 2nd, July 10th, and August 4th. This is going to be a very small fee, probably $10 to come in and just enjoy an event, kind of a tournament setting, but we don't want people to think that it's a tournament so they're not good enough to play.
That's a great way to honor Hop Stuver, who has apparently done a lot for the juniors and to promote the game with the juniors.
Oh, he has. He has. And you know, there's some more things going on at Green Hills.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me about it.
Yeah. You know, we have something that we're producing this year called Family Days. And we're going to be hosting three of these. It's going to be June 11th, July 9th, and August 13th. You know, these days, once again, are dedicated for our juniors and their advancement of golf. The cost is $10 for adults, and they bring their junior out, or both adults or many children can come. But the thing is, we have, for safety reasons, we have to only be two to a cart. Now, the money's collected, or some of the money's collected, are going to go to the junior golf equipment and advance, once again, the juniors at Green Hills Golf Course. It's important that, you know, we have a mentoring program out here for the parents to get involved and them to really understand what golf's about.
Okay, very good. I had no idea that there were so many ways for young golfers to take advantage of Green Hills. No idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with my presence and my love for junior golf, I think we really are going to strive for the old adage that juniors are the lifeblood of our sport. I mean, we have a phenomenal senior program. But, you know, we have to keep those juniors flowing through our course to make it go and keep our sport alive.
Absolutely. So how many opportunities in total for juniors to golf this summer?
Well, as I said, we're going to have four free clinics. We're going to have about eight junior days. We've got the three Hop Stuver events. We've got three family days, and we're hosting another great PGA professionals circuit called the Northwest Missouri Golf event, which is going to be happening June 20th.
Okay. What about, is there something for adults and juniors going on also?
Yes, we do. We are developing a junior adult, or what we call an invitational for the adult junior, and this is going to be what it sounds like. I'm going to invite only 24. 24 of these people are going to get invited. And for those of you who follow golf, there's a PNC it's got an old name. It's called the Father-Son. But the Father-Son PNC tournament, which Tiger Woods and his son and John Daly won this year and his son, but they come in first and second. So it was really cool. And I thought, boy, that's kind of inspirational. Let's do something like that out there.
That, even I have heard, you know, I know golfers. I have been very close to golfers, but I don't golf myself. But even I have heard of Tiger Woods and John Daly, and
sure,
I can see how that would work here.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's a lot for juniors, and it was really important to talk about this, but tell me about some of the other things going on for play out at Green Hills.
Well, I certainly appreciate your understanding, and we really know that juniors are important, but there are so many more things going on, as you just mentioned. Pepsi's going to host our Thursday night scramble again this year, and we're hoping to get close to 100 players. We're also lucky enough to have the BTC Bank host our senior league, which is held on Tuesday and Fridays, and probably every other day if the seniors would allow it. But that happens Tuesday, Friday at 9 o'clock, and it's just been a big hit. We're also trying to get a Monday afternoon league going for a fellowship night, so to speak, and the Knights of Columbus are starting to come out regular on Wednesdays.
So that sounds like summer's covered. What about tournaments? Are there many tournaments that go on in the summer?
You know, Patty, we're trying to have about two per month. We'd like to have that great mix of public play, member play, leagues, tournaments, and just kick-around days for our patrons and members.
Okay. Now, my understanding is you have a special of the month at Green Hills. What do you got going now?
Well, this month, we're going to really try to push our referral program. And that referral program allows a member to get a $100 credit on their account, which they can use for golf balls or drinks or food or gloves or whatever they want to do. All they have to do is bring their member in and say, I'm referring. Like, for instance, I'd say, Patty, I'm going to bring you in. And you would say, yeah, Russ referred me. And then I will get that $100 credit for you joining. And you're going to get a discount on the actual cost of your membership.
Perfect. Perfect. Now tell me about, you know, Green Hills and KCHI kind of has a partnership going. Tell me how that's working for you.
You know, it's been great. If everyone goes to KCHI.com and they get on their homepage and they scroll down maybe a half inch, they'll see our big, I don't know, it's not a banner logo, but it's a logo that says Green Hills. And with that, we tell the listeners and the people that want to come to that site what's going on. We change it by the week or bi-weekly, and it tells everyone really what's going on. It's been phenomenal, and we really appreciate it.
Well, good. And we do have, of course, a link to for people to listen to from the links to, for you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good point. That's probably one of the biggest reasons that we did it, because we like doing this program. We like our partnership. And we just want to thank everybody for listening to KCHI From the Links with Russ Madsen and the Green Hills Golf Course.